has been kind of hard. Pandemic raiding the whole world's backyard. I can't seem to find toilet paper in stock. And I can't see my friends or even go for long walks. Sickness and distance, social media loops. This stupid pandemic won't even let me poop. But as difficult as this time may be, as we look to the future, it is hope that we see. Now that I know every inch of my home, and on Netflix I've seen every episode. Also, I baked some dank sourdough. Met the love of my life through an app on my phone. Soon it will end and I can live my best life. Now with my Tinder boo physically by my side, we soon face the future healthy and free. A kitchen full of bread and paper to wipe when we pee. But first we'll listen to this podcast on COVID-19. Brought to you by the best. It's the Daily COVID Reflections. Yeah.
Welcome back once again. If you have been listening to other episodes, and if this is the first episode you're listening to, then welcome to COVID Reflections, the podcast series brought to you by The Daily. I am Billy Featherston. I am your host. And in this episode, we're talking about science and what the science section was like this quarter with all the craziness happening. So this is with Ash and Mac once again, kind of interviewing each other. And it's, yeah, this is one of those ones that it's more about the section with science. So if you're interested in science journalism in particular, this is going to be a great episode for you. But yeah, without further ado, here they are.
Hi, I'm Ash. I'm the science editor, and I have been since winter of this year, and I'm sitting in my apartment, as I have been doing for the last 4 months. I haven't left this chair, but I'm talking to Mac, lovely wellness editor and editor-in-chief-elect. We're here to talk about the past, present, and future of science.
Yes, ghost of science past.
There we go.
That can be the subtitle of this section. So how are you feeling about the science content that's been able to go out this past few quarters?
I've been really happy with it. I think, like, sciences, I think sort of like wellness, where you talked about how, like, there's just, like, a huge, like, array of topics that are covered. I think science is, like, both super narrow and somehow super broad in its scope, that, like, it's still narrow in that, like, we cover research and, like, how scientific concepts affect people. But then the number of things that fall under research is just, like, insane. Like, we've written about, like, poli-sci research, which is, like, a field you don't normally associate with, like, you don't consider that a hard science. We talked about, like, how even soft sciences have their, like, analytical aspects, which I thought was really cool. As someone who, like, studies the hard sciences, and I, like, think more in terms of, like, math and stuff, and I've never been the kind of person who's just like, oh, LSJ, that's a science, but it could be. So I think this, I also kind of learned a lot this year, which is, I think, always one of the coolest parts of science, is that no one really knows what they're learning, like, what they're going to be doing until they start writing an article, and then they come out the other end having learned a bunch. So I'm really happy with how this quarter has gone.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, like, that doing a science article is almost like research in itself.
Yeah.
And that you're learning about this and, like, teaching others about it in the process.
Yeah.
That's also interesting that you're talking about, like, the division between, like, hard and soft science. Like, I don't know, where does that break to you?
I always, this is just, like, me, like, in my head, I've always just, like, been, like, so bio, chem, physics, and then, like, computer science, all of those where you just, like, it's, you're doing hands-on research, you're analyzing data, and you're working with, like, the math of the world. I've always considered that a hard science, and then I've considered soft sciences where you do, like, research on, like, theories, and, like, you're not working on actual human subjects or, like, actual matter, and so, like, econ and psych, well, psych falls into both, I guess, but poli-sci stuff like that would be, like, a soft science, is whatever. And people always are just, like, this is not to say that, like, a soft science is easier than a hard science, because I know it's, like, a really big, like, thing in the science community, and, like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm a psych major.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I know.
I study a soft science.
It's so interesting. I also love the phrase, like, soft science, like, together.
No, I love it. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Sorry, I'm taking over.
No. I need this.
In terms of, like, pieces that came out over the past couple quarters, have you had any, like, that have especially stood out or stayed with you, or writers?
Yeah. I've been really happy with, like, the range of topics we've covered. You were mentioning earlier about how, like, writing a science article is research in itself, and I think that's a really cool way of describing this one article that Hannah, who, the most prolific wellness writer, she wrote for, at the beginning of, I want to say spring quarter, it was called, like, Friends of Friends, and there is a theory in the world that everyone knows everyone else through six mm-hmm. degrees of separation, and she had a theory, and she was like, I think at UW, everyone knows everyone else through one person. She's popular, and I'm sure that's, like, a reasonable estimate for her. For me, it would be, like, two or three. But she was like, all right, I think this is true. And so she went on Reddit and got, like, random people to DM her to see if she could prove her own theory. Like, so she was kind of, like, conducting her own research. So she talked to random people and, like, found connections. She's like, oh, this guy was friends with someone I hooked up with on Bumble. And, like, that's one connection. Like, and then she talked... can't remember if she actually talked to or if she planned on talking to, but, like, she looked into, like, the sociology of, like, smaller ecosystems that form at, like, universities and stuff like that. I thought it was so interesting, and it, like, to this day, I was amazed by just, like, the concept behind that article. Because, like, if someone, when she first pitched it to me, I was like, this is really cool, but I was like, I don't see how this is science. And now it's, like, one of the most science articles because she conducted research of her own.
She literally did. That's so cool.
I think it's so cool. So that, I think, is one of my... That was, like, a big standout piece for me. And also, like, almost all the content we've, like... There's not a single article that I'm, like, we shouldn't have published this. Like, we have been consistently putting out great articles. One of my columnists, Anne Wen, she writes an inclusive design beat, which I think is really nice, like, highlighting work by different researchers on campus who are trying to make technology more accessible and inclusive. Like, she talked about Project Sidewalk, which is a cool project by someone in the information school where they're trying to map out, wheelchair-accessible paths for people, and it's, like, in part of this huge database online that people can contribute to, and each week she covers something similar like that, which I absolutely love, that concept of highlighting work like that. Anthony Edwards is, like, a sports writer, and he has been, like, a softball beat writer, and that's been his whole life, and then, lo and behold, sports stopped, and so, he sent me an email at the start of the quarter, and was like, I'm an atmospheric sciences student, and I think we should have a weather column, and every week he has, like, a fresh take on, like, how the weather affects us or our community in, like, a different way. It's, like, how COVID is... like, there's less air pollution because there's less cars on the road, or how, as the weather warms up, how that affects students going swimming, and, like, he finds a new angle every week, which I just think is so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I love that one. It's a great column.
Yeah, and you would think that, like, weather would not be the most riveting of subjects, but he finds that hook.
He does!
And, like... we all are affected by the weather.
Yeah.
It's kind of brilliant in a way that we're like, oh, yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, you're just like, it's
my weather, too.
It's the most universal topic somehow, like.
Yeah, and, like, find a way to, like, not make it boring. That's also
incredible. Exactly. So, yeah, those have been, like, my main standout ones.
Yeah, so what are your plans for sort of, like, your future with the daily?
I do have things I want to do more as a writer. I have a list of pitches on my computer of, like, stuff that I want to write that I'm like, I'm not going to pitch this out. I'm like, I'm going to write this. I struggle so hard. I write so much for news, and I think it's because, like,
yes.
Jake gives me a deadline, so I just, like, have to do it. I can't write for myself because it's like, what's going to happen if I don't turn it in? Am I going to ground myself? Like, what's going to happen? But I have a vision for some sort of, like, it's not fleshed out, but I want to write about the, like, gender disparities in different STEM majors on campus. I want to do a big story about this because it exists and I have seen it being in these classes. That's the vision for my future. I think for the section in general, our future from here on out is coronavirus, which is like just the unfortunate reality of it. But I think we are still coming up with like different ways to cover it, and it's not just like the same thing each time. We've talked about coronavirus from so many different like angles in the science section this quarter. We talked about how it affects pets. We talked about the moral dilemmas of like, I don't know, like ordering masks off of Amazon when you see that there are mask shortages in the hospitals. We talked about vaccines. We've talked about how there's a need to procrastinate and like how you should be like ashamed of that, and like just all kinds of angles. And yeah. I think there's definitely room to like keep working there. So I think that's where I kind of see this section going, is just finding unique ways to talk about an issue that's probably going to be with us for a while. I think this was one of my goals when I first became editor, was covering research by more women or just like not straight white men. Like, I guess that was, like, my goal, and I think we've done a good job there. Like, there's definitely, like, the by no means is, like, this it, and there's so much room to grow, but Jax Morgan writes a weekly or bi-weekly column where she highlights different undergraduate researchers, and I just, every week, it's, like, some amazing work by someone you would never have heard from otherwise, and I kind of love how the section has been doing that more and more lately, and so I think I would want that to keep going under me or whoever.
Yeah, for sure. I really love how, like, science as a section makes it, science itself, a lot more accessible. Because, like, I don't know, as a humanities major, it's hard, or it's easy for me to, like, forget that we are going to this public research university, nationally accredited institution, and, like, the amount of, like, really kick-ass research that's coming out of the school, the fact that we report on that, I think, is super valid, super valuable. And, like, you can get connected with such, like, famous and cool researchers, too. Like, these are people that are published in, like, national, like, magazines.
And exactly. It's nuts that people who are making, like, groundbreaking change, like, they're in our own backyards, and, like, we can talk to them. And I like, geek out sometimes, like, when I, like, talk about science, I was like, this is so cool.
That's all right. That is it for this episode. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you in the next episode, which will be on the sports section. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe and healthy and all those good things.